the future. Memories are here to help us understand who we are. So that gives us encouragement for the future. What has God done in your life? How are your memories being shaped? In part, one of the tasks of the church is to create memories. One of the tragedies of our age now is that we are decidedly lacking in memory. We don't remember things much anymore. There's a book written a while ago, which my son Jonathan told me about. It's more like a history of this idea of memory. And it used to be that there was no writing. And so events were helped by memory. And so they were repeated by people set aside in the community who were, in a sense, commissioned to remember things. They were the bards. They were the people who kind of memorized the sagas and lived with the previous bard that would communicate to them and help them remember and learn the history. And so they would repeat them time and time again. This was the stuff of late nights around the fire. And so you remembered, you almost lived with it, the bard, as they told them about the memory of your community and how you came to be here and what your purpose was and all of the events that shaped and formed you. And then when writing was developed, then people could start to write down and make sure they didn't forget things. And they could communicate that to more people. And when people learned to read, then they could learn too. And then when finally the printing press came, then not only a few people could learn, but then so many people could learn. And it became a mass enterprise. But then books became a way of storing things you didn't yet know and you didn't have to learn. And so more and more books are written, and there is knowledge there that nobody has ever plumbed, nobody has ever read. And then now, when we come into the computer age, we have so many things, we don't even call them knowledge anymore, we call it data. Because often as not, it isn't processed. Our brains can't handle that anymore. And so we store things there, which ultimately we perhaps might use, but we don't even know what relevance it may have. And our need for memory is becoming less and less because we have storage machines that help us to collect data without ever having to process it. I don't know about the way in which you exercise your memories. I don't know what prompts you to even remember things. Are there little triggers? Maybe a smell. You know, when Laura made those sticky buns yesterday, oh my, I had a memory of my mother making cinnamon buns, and that was a pretty special moment right there. What things trigger in your mind? When I come into church every day, there are so many memories that every little nook and cranny has in this place for me. You have that for different places where you've worked, different exercises you've had. Those are ways of saying thank you to God for the way in which God has led you to this place, but perhaps the way God has led your life. Do you remember them that way? But it isn't just memory. It's then retelling those memories. How to keep the stories alive. Not just to bore people with your memories or to keep thinking that you're living in the past, but to help us keep moving forward, helping to keep the stories fresh. Not the stories of anger or unfairness, but perhaps still stories of healing and of grace. Helping to teach the children so that the stories become integral to their lives too. You see, and we do this, and we will do this morning when we celebrate communion together. We are invited to tell this story every time we celebrate communion together, to repeat the story of Jesus together with his disciples. Why? Because Jesus asks us to do this. And when, not if, and when. We do this because it reminds us of why we celebrate communion. To acknowledge Christ's gift of life, to acknowledge Christ's invitation to share that life, and then to acknowledge Christ's promise to join us again to celebrate that life and our life together for all time, forever. In other words, we do this retelling to remind ourselves who we are and whose we are. This is the task of the church. We need to keep remembering and then retelling over and over so that becomes lived history or living history. This is our task as a church. And finally, having remembered and retold, we are invited to recommit. Today, as we read, as a practice, we engage every year our three-part covenant service. This part of our covenant with God, with one another, and with our world. Why? To recommit ourselves to the task. As covenant, this is our commitment, the reason for our being covenant and not being another group. We recommit ourselves to this covenant because it helps us remain faithful to the vision, to the calling which God has given to us. And so these three things that we do today, to remember, to retell, and to recommit, these are our stones. These are our little pile. And we do them so that when our children, when they shall ask, why do you do that? We tell them. And then, over time, they will know too who they are, whose they are, and finally to what God is calling them to do. Amen. We're going to